Where did we come from? How did humanity begin? Is it true that Adam used to be in heaven? Were we created by chance? Islam provides answers to many difficult questions like these. God created Adam from clay, and Adam is the father of humanity. After endowing that clay body with a soul, God ordered the angels to fall in prostration before Adam. Every angel did so, but Satan, who was also there, refused. He protested that he was better than Adam as he was created from fire while Adam was created from clay. His prideful refusal of God's command to prostrate caused him to be expelled from heaven and condemned to hell. Satan asked for his punishment to be delayed until the day of resurrection, and God, the All-Wise, accepted his request. And then Satan swore to mislead Adam's offspring, to turn them away from faith and worship, and to lead whoever he could to the hellfire. After Satan was expelled from heaven, Adam and his wife Eve, who God created from Adam's rib, were allowed to eat and drink anything they wanted, anything except for this one tree, which was forbidden for them to even approach. Satan was able to deceive them and convince them to eat from that forbidden tree. Consequently, their faults were revealed to them, and that made them regret what they had done, their disobedience. They asked God for forgiveness, and God granted them forgiveness out of his mercy. But he sent them to earth, and from there came humankind. And thus began the ongoing struggle between truth and falsehood, between belief and disbelief, until the day of judgment. So whoever believes in God and submits to him will be rewarded with paradise, and whoever disobeys and disbelieves in God, their fate will be an eternity in the hellfire.